True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's get to it. Bulls fans booed a corpse last night and made his sweet, kindly, smiling widow cry. Good job, people. Good job, everyone. The box score will show Bulls fans sucked as much as the Bulls geniuses who doped out this thing. This ring of honor that became a ring of embarrassment, a marketing ploy to show today's fans that the Bulls didn't always suck, and sometimes they had an actual plan to win, unlike now. Anyway, the 72-10 team from 1995-96 was inducted into this thing. Those who showed up. Michael, Scotty, and Dennis Rodman did not show up. They were not there. Some of the guys who were there were not introduced and didn't get their due. The Bulls' marketing geniuses didn't give the fans the chance to cheer them and cheer for a time when the Bulls didn't suck. Luke Longley came all the way from Australia for this, mate. And Steve Kerr, my God, he's in the building. He hit a game-winning, a title-winning shot. Michael Jordan passed him the ball in the biggest of moments. Now, we don't have time for Steve Kerr. And then, well, there's the story. Let's get to it. The booing of Jerry Krause and the tears flowing from his widow, Thelma. At some point, some people in and around the Bulls must have known there was a possibility that Krause would get booed. I mean, the guy was booed on ring nights. He was booed at parades. He was booed by a generation of fans, but from a generation ago. There's still some people around like that. Some people in the Bulls organization, they had to think their fans would boo a corpse. And if that was the case, why introduce him? Why? You didn't introduce everybody anyways. You didn't introduce the guys who were fun, Longley, Steve Kerr. You're not going to introduce all the guys on a record-setting team, which is stupid to start with, and now you're going to introduce the executive that you know that somebody with the institutional knowledge of that team, of this city, would know it could go sideways. But if you were the Bulls and you were going to insist on going forward with this, then just introduce his widow, Thelma. First, start with the camera on her. Say, Bulls fans, please give a warm United Center Ring of Honor welcome to Thelma Krause. Keep the camera on her. Then say, she is here tonight to represent her husband, Jerry, architect of 6 NBA titles and the 72-10 team we are inducting tonight. You know what? Then split the screen. Thelma on part of it, Jerry Krause on the other. Now, I know it might not have stopped Bulls fans from booing. Bulls fans can be mighty stupid. I mean, they showed up for the Dalibor Barker Reach era, right? Maybe they'd have booed no matter what. Okay, fine. Then don't introduce them. The Bulls already soiled the bed with that whole thing. Thank you, players. Thank you for coming from so far away. We're not going to say your name or let you bask in the cheers one more time where you won championships or give the fans a feel-good moment. We are, however, going to start with a guy who could make this whole thing go down the toilet. Well, hello, sewer system. This is not an excuse. The booing fans suck worse than any fan base right now. Show some respect. Have some decency. But Bulls fans have been trained by the best. They have been brainwashed by the jealous folklore handed down by their kooky-wearing forefathers.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The current generation knows Jerry Krause in a different way than some of us do. Robbie Toronto, my producer today. Robbie, how did you come to learn about Jerry Krause?
For the people at home, I'm 28. So the reason I found out was because of an amazing documentary, The Last Dance with Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Produced, edited, thought of, created by Michael Jordan. So there are some of us around who lived it. There are some of us who were there live, things were said. I'm one of those. Starting with Phil Jackson. I remember it this way. Jackson ascended to the Ring of Honor amid a tsunami of cheers last night, a standing ovation, the fans. He's the fans' leader, players' leader, certainly. He was the guy who made Krause the bad guy. He was the guy who seeded the boos for Krause. And he found a compatriot in Jordan, two most powerful figures on the Bulls. And they sniped and poked fun at Krause. Jordan called him crumbs. Coach and the superstar made it okay to boo Krause. Sometimes the petty sniping was over players and personnel. Jackson and Jordan thought they knew better, so they thought they could poke fun at Krause, and that's what they did. And then Jackson and Jordan both took the job in some form or another that Krause had and failed miserably. Robbie, you believe that why did the dynasty break up based on what you were taught, told, what you learned in The Last Dance?
That Jerry Krause was tired of this era, tired of the headaches. And he was like, you know what? We got to end this thing. And that's what I know.
What a load of crap. Krause wasn't the reason the dynasty broke up. Jackson was. He wanted out. Actually, he wanted Krause's job, and the chairman said, oh, no. And Jordan had said he wouldn't play for any other coach. There's a story I broke in the Tribune a year before they started the chronology of the Last Dance season. Jackson killed the dynasty, not Krause. And then during the 98-99 lockout, after the Bulls completed their second three-peat, Jordan cut his right index finger with a cigar cutter. So it was over. It was so over.
I didn't see that part in the doc.
No, you didn't. And it wasn't Krause's fault. It was the Zen Master, the guy who got the biggest cheers last night. Nice job, fans. Way to educate yourself. Krause got booed because he saved a coach from God knows what minor league buses and gave him Tex Winter, gave him a sport coat, gave him his team on the rise, gave him the best player in the game. And Phil Jackson made Jerry Krause a target. Some thanks. Krause gave Jordan a supporting cast, starting with the best Robin any Batman could imagine. Krause gave Jordan a rebounder for what the first three-peat. Then he gave him the rebounder, the craziest guy in basketball, but the rebounder for the second three-peat. Krause gave Jordan the kind of support some great stars never get. And for that, Jordan vilified or mocked Krause. True fact, Krause was as good at his job as Jordan was at his. Jordan never won without Krause. If you're looking for a reason the fans booed the corpse, I think that's it. It's like autopilot. Too dumb to think for themselves. Fans too stupid to read the room. And blame the Bulls, too. If you're foolishly and inexplicably not going to introduce everybody, those who deserve to be introduced, don't make sure you introduce the one guy that you have all kinds of evidence, video, photographic, audio, was booed at every ring night, booed at every parade. Let's say this. It's a good thing that geniuses up and down this basketball organization aren't going to have to worry about planning a ring night anytime soon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.